Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning. Welcome in to the Blog Talk Radio Studios. Jeff Wirtz back with the Friday edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. We have 2 days of excellent sports action this weekend. I had someone tell me yesterday that there just isn't anything going on for another 2 weeks in sports. The first week of March is they told me that the first week of March may be the most boring week in all of sports, all year long. Crazy. I'm getting things together for the show, you know, in the last few days. Getting things together. I don't know that I can fit everything in. Hot takes galore from people. We have on tap today, we have baseball, we have football, we have basketball. We'll get to the Jayhawks and the Wildcats in just a little bit because they both have big games this weekend. One that they need to win, one that one team needs to win, and the other one that maybe one team needs to lose. We'll get to that again in just a little bit. But want to talk about some baseball first. The Royals in spring training yesterday, they get the victory over the Colorado Rockies 3-1. A nice pitching effort, and I didn't think I'd say this last September, but a nice pitching effort by Chris Young yesterday. 2 hits, 2 strikeouts in 2 innings. Overall, a very solid night. Of course, in spring training, you try to throw everybody out there to get at least a little bit of a shot. 5 players were able to record an out. 7 players were able to record an out, 5 of them by strikeout, 2 strikeouts apiece from Travis Wood, Chris Young, and their save artist, Andrew Edwards, coming in for the save. He looks to be in a double-A club, maybe even up in Omaha. But again, the Royals do get the 3-1 victory yesterday over Colorado. They are now 4-2 in the in Cactus League play and head into another game today. This weekend, they have a couple of really interesting games. Tonight, they take on the Dodgers. This afternoon, they take on the Dodgers. Ian Kennedy getting his first start of the spring training year. He matches up against Rich Hill for the LA Dodgers. That a 2 o'clock start. You can catch that with my boys on 610 today. Again, 2 o'clock for the Royals and Dodgers. If you are ready for baseball, I can totally agree with you there. I have been really jonesing for a little bit of baseball, really, since the end of football season. I have been looking forward to, not saying that I discount, and you know, I think the NCAA they can't do anything about it, but I think the basketball season has just become a 1 month thing, has just really become a 3 week thing. So, you know, it's hard to say that I've been looking forward to that. I completely skip over basketball season and go straight from football to baseball. But really this year, that's what I've done up until, you know, the last couple of days when they're finally getting ready for conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament. You just kind of glaze over basketball for a little while. But again, today, 2 o'clock, Ian Kennedy taking on Rich Hill. Camelback Ranch is where they play at that stadium tonight. That is the home of the Dodgers for spring training. So again, 2 o'clock, Ian Kennedy against Rich Hill. don't see rather any of these guys going longer than an inning, maybe two. That's what we saw out of Chris Young yesterday. Don't look for that starter to go any more than, like I said, an inning, maybe even two. But again, should be, if you need your baseball fix, and I know a lot of you do, I know I do, check that out this afternoon, 2 o'clock on 610. Also, Fox Sports announcing they will have all of the regular season games plus multiple spring training games. We'll keep you informed of where exactly you can find the Royals on television in the next couple of weeks. And we are just a few weeks away now from the start of the regular season in the MLB. Let's take a look at what we have going on this weekend in the world of sports. Of course, we are talking about the end of the Big 12 season, the regular season, and the start of the conference tournament next week. Two big games this weekend. Let's first talk about the matchup and maybe the intriguing matchup of the weekend. It is Texas Tech against Kansas State on Saturday, a noon start on ESPN News for the Wildcats and the Red Raiders. Still a little bit to be decided in the seeding right now for the Big 12 tournament. Kansas State looks like they are solidly in that sixth seed, which would give them the first round bye. It looks like they have locked that up. But Texas Tech still trying to figure out where they are going, trying to figure out their matchup. With a win, they would get the seventh seed. With a loss, they would get the nine seed. And that's strange to say, but that's how far they would fall. They would get the nine seed with a loss. So I think a lot of things on the line. And I think Bruce Weber just trying to continue his season, and they can do that with a nice spot at that sixth seed, getting the first round bye. And, you know, saying first round bye in the Big 12 tournament is kind of deceiving, but because there are so many, really, saying that sixth seed is a first round bye, like I said, is just kind of deceiving. But they would really enjoy that extra day off. But again, noon for the Wildcats and the Raiders. The Jayhawks, however, they take the court at 5 p.m., a late start for the Jayhawks, an evening start, I should say, for the Jayhawks and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, here's the part of the show where I know I'm going to check my email inbox later, and it's just going to be filled. But listen, just bear with me here for a second. You hear the term, get the loss out of your system. I know that's making Jayhawk fans cringe. It's making Jayhawks fans cringe. But hear me out here. The Kansas Jayhawks have won three titles, three national championships, 52, 88, and 2008. They're big three titles. What do all three of those have in common? A loss to Oklahoma State. Something they haven't done this year yet. Lose to Oklahoma State. Should the Jayhawks take a dive? And history is on their side. Should they take a dive and play for that national championship? Now, I know, and I'm Jayhawk fans, just calm down. Calm down. I know that that seems a little bit far-fetched, but hey, history is history. Should be interesting to see this game. I know Oklahoma State will come out guns blazing. They have a lot to play for yet, as far as not only seeding in the Big 12 tournament, but seeding in the NCAA tournament. The last I saw, the Oklahoma State Cowboys were a four seed, but I think that they could move up to a three seed with especially a big win in the final game of the year, final regular season game of the year, you have to believe that the Cowboys could boost their seeding if they could knock off Kansas. So, no, I don't see the Jayhawks taking a dive. I don't see that actually happening. I think they have much too much pride for that. But just an interesting little tidbit there, interesting little mix. Actually, it's two out of the 3 years. I'm sorry, not all 3 years, but two out of the 3 years, they have taken a loss to Oklahoma State before going on to win the national championship. But just an interesting tidbit there. But again, the Jayhawks at 5, the Wildcats at noon on Saturday. Full slate of college hoops on Saturday. Let's quickly take a look at what else is going on in the Big 12. As we said, the Wildcats, Red Raiders, that starts at noon. A 2 o'clock start. Following that on ESPN News, it is TCU taking on Oklahoma from the Lloyd Noble Center. TCU still with a little bit on the line. I think a lot of these teams still have a couple of big games that they need to get to move up, and I think TCU is definitely one of them. Still a tournament team in my mind, but that 6-11 record in the Big 12 may knock them out quite tremendously. I think they need a big run, not only late in the season, but also in the Big 12 tournament. Elsewhere, 3 p.m. start on ESPN for Baylor and Texas from Austin. The Baylor Bears, number 11, can get a win here over Texas. They can't afford to let the guard down. I don't see Texas getting this ball game, but if Baylor sloughs off a little bit, we saw that a couple of weeks ago with the Kansas State game. If Baylor slows down any at all, they could potentially get upset there in Austin. I don't see that Texas team being able to pull it off. I think there's a big discrepancy between Kansas State and Texas. Things are going to change in Austin, I think. There has to be something changing in Austin. A 10-20 season is not acceptable at the University of Texas. If they were to fall to 10-21 and just completely whiff on the rest of the season, there may be some things have to change in Texas. And, of course, that final contest is the Kansas Jayhawks taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That a 5 o'clock start on ESPN2. One game a little bit earlier than Saturday, it is tonight, and this one should be a good one. ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, it is the number 10 West Virginia Mountaineers hosting number 24 Iowa State. This one is going to be one hell of a ball game tonight. I look forward to this tremendously. ESPN2 is where you can find the Mountaineers and the Cyclones. Again, that is tonight for the Big 12. They get kicked off with a big-time game. Both of these teams can improve their seeding in the this is an NCAA tournament game as far as seeding. I think it can affect the NCAA tournament very, very quickly, especially if Iowa State were to get a win over West Virginia. We may see the stock of the Cyclones go up and the stock of the Mountaineers plummet very, very quickly. Elsewhere in the top 25, a couple of really good matchups. One in the ACC, it is number 19, Notre Dame, traveling to Louisville, Kentucky, to take on the Louisville Cardinals at, again, the KFC Yum Arena, the greatest arena on earth, the KFC Yum Arena, Notre Dame and Louisville. That a 1 o'clock start on CBS for the Fighting Irish and the Cardinals. And, again, another game in the ACC, it is number 25, Miami, traveling to Tallahassee to take on the number 15 Florida State Seminoles. Florida State looked like a team that was just going to roll early on in the season. They looked at a potential number one, number two seed early on in this season, but they really took it on the chin in the ACC. They need to finish it off. Well, right now, 11-6 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. They need to finish off with a big-time win over Miami, and they have a chance to do that. That is a 3 o'clock start on the ACC network between Miami and Florida State. And, of course, the night contest, the much-anticipated for some night contest, number 17, Duke, traveling to Chapel Hill, traveling just up the road to Chapel Hill for a 7:15 start at North Carolina. Number 17, Duke, at number 5, North Carolina. If you hadn't heard yet, that is a 7:15 start. Anybody that has watched ESPN in the last 3 weeks knows that that game's going on. 7:15 on ESPN, Duke and North Carolina. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here Monday to break down the entire thing, starting the conference tournament week on Monday. Can't wait for that. I will be very excited coming on Monday. All of the tournaments will be going on, will be getting ready to go on, and we will find out by about this time next Friday who exactly is in the NCAA tournament, at least who has a shot at making that final field of 64. All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.